Amid the applause that followed, Finbar slipped back into the darkness, fading away like a shadow. Logalog followed him, rapier at the ready. Roof noticed them going and said in a loud voice to Fatch,
"Where are those two going, mate?"
"Keep your voice down, Rufy, and act normal-like,"
the Gowsome Shrew cautioned him. There followed a squeal and a scuffle. Joseph reached for a boarding pike as he whispered,
"Stay calm, every beast. Keep your weapons close to paw and wait until Finbar or Logalog calls us. There's been something or someone out there since dusk."
"Ow! Ow! Ow! Let me go! Get your paws off me, sea rat!"
Duddy was startled by the shrill voice. He turned to see Finbar hauling a struggling young squirrel over the rail.
"I tell you, little rogue, or I'll tan your eye! Out! They bit me!"
Logalog materialised out of the gloom, tugging a small, sobbing mouse maid behind him.
"Here's another one. I reckon there's more out there."
The mouse maid broke free. Throwing herself down in front of Joseph, she pleaded brokenly.
"Oh, please don't slay, sir. Please."
The young squirrel attempted to bite Finbar Galedeep again. He struggled and kicked viciously, shouting,
"Save your breath, Wincy. They're pirates. You won't get mercy from this scummy lot."
Rosie Woodsaddle confronted him.
"Now see here, young thingy me bob, mind your manners. Do we look like pirates?"
Squirming hard to get free of the sea otter's iron grip, the young squirrel bared his teeth.
"If you're not pirates, then tell this big sea rat to let go of me,"
he snarled. Joseph filled two platters with Pearl Queen pudding. Then, taking the mouse maid's paw gently, he signalled Finbar to release the young squirrel.
"Don't be frightened of Finbar,"
he said to them.
"He's just a great big old sea otter. What's your name, young'un?"
"My name's Benji, and I'm not afraid of you or any beast."
"Of course you're not. Come and have something to eat, Benji."
Joseph placed the plates of pudding in front of Benji and Wincy, speaking softly to allay their fears.
"Rosie, is there any raspberry cordial in the galley? Bring our guests a beaker each. Come on, young'uns, eat up. You look as if a plate of pudding apiece would cheer you up. Oh, come on now. We're not going to hurt you."
They ate hungrily, grunting and snuffling in their haste to get the pudding down. Rosie brought their cordial.
"My word, has there been a seven-season famine around here?"
she laughed. With his whiskers coated with fruit and pastry, Benji shot her a quick glance.
"You don't look like no sea rat,"
he said.
"I should hope not, and don't speak with your mouth full,"
Rosie said as she refilled the two plates.
"We're honest voyagers from Redwall Abbey, and we don't go about slaying and whatnot. Just look at you two. A good bath, some more food and clean clothes is what you need."
Joseph took the little mouse maid on his lap.
"I had a little one like you, though she's quite big now. Tell me, Wincy, how did you come to this place?"
She took a great sucking gulp of raspberry cordial and shrugged.
"Always been here, I think."
The squirrel called Benji had moved closer until he was leaning against Joseph.
"Aye, always, me and Wincy and Figs."
"Figs? Who's that?"
said the bellmaker, ruffling Benji's ears fondly. Benji smiled secretly as he licked his pudding plate.
"Figs is Figs. She's our sister. Want me to call her?"